Keith McHenry on 8:40 in the morning on March 17th.
We meet men at night at the table.
And when's the last time you were down there, Keith, at the clock tower?
Last night, like probably 8 o'clock.
And who's staffing the table now?
I think Kevin is doing the coffee right now.
Was somebody there through the night? Do we know?
Well, Sarah was there, and that pirate. I left pirate and with her, and he was going to stay there, but then it turned out he had to go and smoke pot, so he left. I don't know if he came back.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know why he needed to leave to smoke pot. You can just fucking smoke it there. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want now. There's no laws.
Still food available at the table?
Yeah, we've been having food available, and we're going to get more. So we do need also a lot of volunteers Thursday at about 11 at the vet's hall.
Okay.
To unload the truck.
Okay, I'm making a note of it. Any reports from people outside about anything that is worth noting that you want to say?
No, the only good thing was that Brent Adams actually did a meal with some Food Not Bombs kids over at the university out on Lincoln because of the Red Church going down. So that was good. And he was super friendly. Do you know the story? He told me this. What was his story? Oh, here's what Brent Adams said, and you might want to call him and interview him, because that would be a really interesting story. But he believes that, so the one toilet that was put out by his place, and so somebody inside was screaming and yelling, and it was annoying him, so he went out to tell him to shut up, and the guy flung the door open and stabbed him.
Right.
Unfortunately, just went into his, didn't hit any organs or anything.
This was posted online. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, he then tells me that Bernal didn't order the toilets in time, and that they got other counties and other got them before he could.
Huh. This is where your source is not Crone, but it's
in that particular case that was Brent Adams. As far as the emergency decree, Chris Cone was told that the only one in charge of the highest ranking, that the legislation and the mayor essentially are no longer their figureheads until this is over. And according to the city charter, Bernal apparently announced, just told them that, look at, under a state of emergency, I'm the guy, and I do whatever has to happen. You really have no say.
Huh. And he's taken the initiative that way. It's not just that's how it is. He's initiating that.
He's the one that's claiming that from what Chris Cone said. And Brent Adams is saying that the reason there's no toilets around is that they got rented by Santa Clara County, and therefore he didn't rent them fast enough.
That's why
I put out the thing where I show that it's October 23rd that we provided Bernal with that proposal.
He had
since October 23rd to rent the toilets.
Did Brent tell you that specifically how and when he got this information about Bernal and the toilets?
He didn't give any details of how that was.
If we talk, I'll ask him for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. So if we hold a Huff meeting tomorrow in a distanced area, will you be coming to it at noon?
You should hold it at the town clock.
Hold it at the town clock. And you'll be there?
I might be there, yeah.
You might be there.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to decide whether to tell people the Huff meeting. I'm probably going to attend by phone because I'm getting a dry cough and I don't know what's going on. I haven't got a fever or anything, but, I'm probably just, anxious because of all the propaganda, but don't know.
Volunteers to staff this place.
Well, that might be a place to organize that. Although you pointed out days ago that we have a list, you know, that we could use, although I'm not aware that anybody ever calls back on that list. I could call Fox and ask her to call.
Yeah, ask her to call for sure. That list should be called.
I'll call Kevin, and so you're not sure about a meeting. Do you want me to announce one tomorrow at the town clock at noon? People are more likely to come if you're going to come too.
Tell people to come at noon. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to do this under the cover of being food servers, because you know public gatherings have now been suspended. So.
No, they would have to come, and mainly I'm going to be trying to get people to help with that table and with the food and with whatever it is we're doing.
All right, I will announce that, and I'll be attending it by phone, which means nobody will be able to hear anything I say, but I might be able to hear you guys. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Hey, give them hell, hombre.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Hello. They make you feel better than both arranging a meeting and apparently not going, unless I decide to go anyway.
Well, I know you.
You know me. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. So, let's call Kevin. Ask him if he wants to come to the meeting. That seems like a pretty good alternative. Kevin, it's Robert. Just talked to Keith. He seems okay with the idea of moving our Huff meeting to the town clock tomorrow. I will be attending by phone, probably, although it's possible I may make just an appearance floating above or whatever. I wanted to get your opinion as to whether you're up for this, how your health is, how your energy is, what you think of the idea. I'm calling you about 8:45. I'm not able to reach you, obviously, because you're probably... Keith thinks you're at the clock doing stuff. Can you give me a call back? Let me know what's cooking. Hey, much thanks, hombre. Hello?
Hello, Robert. This is Kevin Rothwell.
Hey there, Kevin.
A couple of calls from you.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you for calling back. I just left you a message. I just talked, first of all, I want to get a report and I want to record it. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
So, Kevin, where are you located right now? Today is March 17th, about 8:45, a little bit more. Where are you?
I've just returned home after making the first delivery of a vessel full of hot coffee for the folks down at town clock.
And what did you see there? Any reports on the status of things at the town clock?
Yeah, it's a real nice scene down there, man. The California Homeless Union tent is in the middle of a nice big patch of sunshine. So people are milling about, warming up, and pouring their first cups of coffee for the day.
Mm-hmm. And how many people were there when you left?
Let's see. On the town clock side of Water Street, I would say there are about 8 or 10 people who had started coming over to pour some coffee after I left.
Okay, and how many times have you visited the clock in the last day?
Three different times, I guess.
And previously, were you there last night? Do you have any reports on how things went then?
Yeah, I showed up there, about 9 o'clock last night. To pick up your wonderful insulated beverage dispenser. And Keith was very busy making sure that the hand washing station was up and operational and that supplies are ready for this morning. So it was kind of quiet, though, overall. I think folks kind of found their places to spend the evening kind of early last night. It was pretty quiet around 9 o'clock last night.
Now, when you drove down to the thing this morning, did you notice, of course, it was kind of early, but were there more stores shut down than usual?
I didn't drive down the any of the main business districts. I drove down River Street. There weren't any stores visibly open or shut.
Any reports of difficulties using bathrooms, given the fact that Loudoun Nelson is closed, library is closed? I take it City Hall is likely open. If you go out again and you get news as to whether City Hall is operational, they told me they were open, so I assume they're open this week. And that would presumably mean the bathrooms are open too, but that would be interesting to know if you get that information.
Yeah, I'll swing by there and check it out on my way back. I'll try to deliver the next pot of coffee here in about half an hour.
Oh, okay, that'd be great. And it might be interesting also to hear what went on that night. I understand that I just heard from Keith that Brent Adams did a meal last night at the Red Church, given outside the Red Church, perhaps. I'm not sure how that went. That's what he told me. I'm going to check out with Brent. Or if you'll hear more about that, you might ask people there if they got to the Red Church, if there was any food service there, whether St. Francis is going to be open today as well.
Okay, I'll see what I can find out. I saw a notification from my Santa Cruz Sentinel app that Brent Adams is the featured story today.
He's say it again?
In the Santa Cruz Sentinel, I saw that one of the headline stories is Brent Adams getting stabbed.
Oh, yeah, he was stabbed. At least that's the report on the Internet. I haven't talked to him yet about it. But, you know, he's recovering, so...
Yeah, man, it was nice to see he's up and serving a meal last night.
If he was, yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the report. So, regarding a Huff meeting tomorrow at noon at the town clock, I was thinking of encouraging us to move it there, combine it with, I guess, the Union of the Homeless, since I also hear that Alicia has been laid off, or they're not doing the... The work she's doing doesn't require going over the hill, though I haven't talked to her about that.
Really? Because I spoke to her yesterday morning about 11 o'clock, and she was busily preparing to go to work at noon.
I spoke to her yesterday around 2, and she was at work. So this came later, if it's true, but I don't know. It's not entirely clear. I'm going to give her a call this morning and see what's happening with that. So.
Wow, I just got a notification about your voicemail, so I got a feeling that the circuits are jammed, so to speak.
That's probably true. I had a lot of trouble, some trouble yesterday making phone calls, so. Anything else you want to report or comment on that's happened to you in the last day that you think people might be interested in knowing?
Well, let's see. The copy service down at the town clock is slow, so if you're going to make it down there early. Mr. Owen is required to pour the cups one at a time. People aren't allowed to serve themselves.
Sounds cautious and in line with the latest pandemic panic, so to speak, for sure.
Yeah, people are actually very mindful about trying to keep physical distance between themselves. So,
any reports from the 10th city? Have you been... If you get over there, by the way, again, and you said apparently you're likely to, you might want to check with Cooper and company and how things are going over there.
All right. I'll see if I can drum up any news for you.
Do you want me to send you a laundry list of all the things that you're going to be, of course, unpaid to do?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
All right. I will do that, and I will play this account likely on Thursday when I go online, unless I decide to go online earlier and post it as an archive so people can, you know, get an update. I may post it as a, thingy at Indie Bay. You might want to read the, I sent you an email which references you to the latest Indie Bay story, which references you to the city declaration of a county declaration of a shutdown at noon
I should say, at midnight last night. I mean, so in other words, there's now all kinds of emergency shit in place. The martial law-ish kind of concern that we discussed at the union meeting on Sunday seems to have arrived, at least sort of.
Yeah, the only thing missing are the soldiers in the streets.
Well, keep watching. Maybe you'll be able to see some of them shiny guns.
Oh, boy, that's something to look forward to.
There you go. Yeah, according to Brent in a posting, he said ammunition is the biggest sales increase at, what was the store?
Outdoor World.
At the Outdoor World. So
yeah,
that's interesting. So make sure you have your pistol with you at all times, okay?
Yeah, will do.
All right, you take care.
All right, man, talk to you later.
Hey, I'll send you that email.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Bye-bye.